I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The man set to be the next president of the Philippines is considering widespread changes to the country's constitution. A spokesman for Rodrigo Duterte says that as president, the controversial former mayor would correct what he called the failure of the presidential form of government and move towards a parliamentary system. From Manila, here's Jonathan Head.
Rodrigo Duterte, a man dubbed by his rivals as an executioner who would bring terror to the Philippines, has won the presidency by a huge margin, polling nearly twice as many votes as his nearest challenger. But what he does with the job is less clear. His blunt promise to sweep away criminals and corrupt officials won him the backing of millions of Filipinos weary of ineffective governments. But he has so far offered few policy details, although a spokesman for him has already pledged a radical overhaul of the political system.
Britain has been warned that its international standing will be diminished if it chooses to leave the European Union. In a letter to the Times newspaper, 13 former US defense secretaries and foreign policy chiefs said Britain and Europe would lose influence in foreign policy and international trade. John Sopel reports.
The signatories to this letter have for 40 years been the pillars of the American foreign policy, intelligence and defense communities. That they should come together like this, Republicans and Democrats, underlines the deep concern felt in the US establishment about the possibility of Britain leaving the EU. They say that the UK's place and influence in the world would be diminished and that Europe would be dangerously weakened. They also warn that the special relationship with the US wouldn't compensate for the loss of clout and influence that Britain would suffer if it left the EU.
A new report on the state of the world's plants says that more than 2,000 new species were discovered last year alone, including an orchid 3 metres tall. Here's Rebecca Morell.
This new stock take suggests there are now 391,000 plants known to science. But the researchers at Kew Gardens say this may be a fraction of what's there. The report warns that one in five of all plant species is under threat, vulnerable to climate change, habitat loss or disease. The scientists also say there are now 5,000 invasive species around the world, including plants like Japanese knotweed, that are putting native flora at risk.
Scientists in the United States are warning that a shortage of yellow fever vaccine could spark a health security crisis and are urging the World Health Organization to take emergency steps to prevent it. Two professors from Georgetown University say an outbreak of yellow fever in Angola, which has killed more than 250 people, could spread to other countries. Earlier this year, the WHO reported a global yellow fever vaccine shortage, saying the emergency stockpile was completely depleted. World News from the BBC. The Premier of Alberta has described as a miracle the mass evacuation of a Canadian city ravaged by a vast wildfire. Rachel Notley was speaking after visiting the oil town of Fort McMurray, from which 88,000 residents escaped last week. Laura Bicker is there.
The fire has been brutal. Family neighbourhoods have been reduced to a mass of melted metal and blackened concrete. Only the foundations remain. Everything that made these houses a home has gone. It's clear the blaze has been unpredictable. In some parts, an entire street has been destroyed, and the next is untouched. But the city is still not safe. There are some areas which are still smouldering, and there's no power, water, or gas.
Several large tornadoes have struck the US state of Oklahoma, killing at least two people. Trees were uprooted and roofs ripped off homes as violent winds and hail swept through the state. Local television stations say many people are unaccounted for. North Korea has marked the end of a four-day congress of the ruling party with a spectacular mass parade in the capital, Pyongyang. The country's leader, Kim Jong-un, presided over the event as hundreds of thousands of people marched through the central square, waving pink paper flowers and red party flags. John Sudworth was there.
We've just watched an extraordinary parade. Thousands upon thousands of people passing the podium with the young North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, chanting, "Mansae, Mansae, long live Kim Jong-un." The scenes we've seen today send a troubling signal for North Korea's neighbours. This is politics as religious devotion, the very definition of mass mobilisation and totalitarianism in a fledgling nuclear state.
That's the BBC News.